The Vision. First blog post of Allison Irene Nunez LLC. Written and posted on November 30th, 2012. Ever since I can remember, I've had dreams of changing the world. I couldn't have been more than 6 or 7 years old when these daydreams about making others' lives less of a struggle began. Without a doubt, the catalyst to this vision came from the combined energy of my living environment and family dynamics. This would have been around 1982, and we were living in Detroit. We weren't in the inner city, but I have very clear memories of activities that in 2012, one automatically associates with the mention of Detroit. I regularly observed the vacant, abandoned, drug-dealing house next door to our home until my parents' efforts paid off and the house was demolished. I remember when our home was broken into and we were robbed. The burglars went through the window that connected the back porch with my little brother Jeff's room, and I absolutely remember wondering what would have happened to Jeff if we had been home. From that point on, the only times I wasn't afraid of going to sleep at night in our one-story ranch house was when it was raining outside, my young mind naively believing that wet weather was somehow like kryptonite to home intruders. Finally, I remember the day we awoke and learned there had been a murder at the house catty corner from us on Piedmont and Acacia. Yep, spending my first 9 years of life at 14258 Piedmont in Detroit, Michigan, most certainly played a role in my daydreaming of a different reality. While our outside environment was quickly declining around us, our inner family life was falling apart at an even faster pace. By 1982, Dad had spent at least one summer away from his family with no explanation to any of us. My mom, already an extremely anxious individual, now found herself a mother of 3 children under the age of 6, returning to the classroom again, which was something she never planned on doing once she birthed me. She didn't yet know that being a single parent was inevitable. However, at her instinctual level, she knew, for the sake of her children, that she had to prepare for this possibility. The overwhelming energies of worry, fear, anxiety, and guilt that would consume the rest of my young life and continue well into my 30s were in their infant stages and would prove to be the most difficult foundational belief patterns to overcome these past 2 years. As this little kid, I was aware of all the struggle surrounding me, my father's past, my mother's present, and my and my brother's futures. That is when my vision was launched. I removed myself from my reality daily, developing dream upon dream in my mind of the day in my future when I knew I would be helping make it so that other people never had to struggle like this. At that point, of course, I didn't know exactly how I would make these dreams come to fruition, but at a subconscious level, I definitely knew I was going to make it happen. The manner in which this vision has become my observable to others reality in no way, shape, or form resembles anything I would have dreamed could have taken place. Not even 1 year ago could I have dreamt what has become of my story. It is a story I am absolutely meant to share, and the time to share has arrived. 4.5 years ago, my life journey brought me to Sarasota. More specifically, the strong influence of my youngest brother, Andrew, brought me here. 5 years my junior, my little brother was very much an inspiration to me at this time. He was walking the walk, living his truth far more than anyone else in my world. Meanwhile, I was quickly spiraling down into the depths of my own personal hell. At some level, we both knew my healing needed to begin with him in Sarasota. Never in my wildest dreams could I have predicted the magical transformation that was to take place between June 4th, 2008 and today, November 30th, 2012. From darkness to light. From mind to heart. From fear to love. I discovered and am playing an entirely new game out in the world. Consequently, my reality now is the one I first began dreaming of 30 years ago, and it becomes more beautiful every single day, which still doesn't even seem possible, yet is true. This new game is lived at a higher vibration than the mainstream paradigm at present is being lived. Today's paradigm is based entirely in fear. The one to which our consciousness is shifting is based entirely in love. And love always exists as a higher vibration than fear. Thus, by extension, lives lived and decisions made with love as the foundation, as opposed to fear, will result in a world very, very different than what we see as mainstream today. There are millions of people out there living in this manner already, including me, and it is now time to connect those folks, and again, by extension, the people in the lives of those folks, to create the new earth, thank you Eckhart Tolle for the term, that will become the new mainstream paradigm. Through my journey the past 4.5 years, I've found my alignment with my soul. It has been by far the most challenging time, yet simultaneously the most incredible. I see, hear, and feel my calling like never before. And I now know with every ounce of my being that I am manifesting my vision and I'm about to change the world. I've been waiting for this for a very long time, and patience has never been a virtue I possess, although I am definitely working on it. So get ready, because this vision is bigger than Oprah. The vision is comprised of dozens upon dozens of very specific dreams, all based on a belief that there can indeed be widespread peace, love, and happiness on this planet. This new game knows no limits. There are infinite possibilities of creation. It is truly the greatest game in the world right now, and I need and want teammates. My story is to only serve as an example and as inspiration for each and every one of you to find the same power that lies within us all. Fear not. Follow your heart. Live your truth. And trust. We absolutely create our own realities. Once you understand this, the sky is truly the limit for your life and our world. Welcome to the new earth. This one was dedicated to two people, and I will read the dedication. For the rest of this life, today's date, which was November 30th, will represent the official launching of my vision. I dedicate this extremely significant first ever blog entry to two men that I have known for 25 and 23 years, respectively. November 30th holds tremendous significance for me and these men. 17 years apart, I shared two different yet equally miraculous things with each of them. Until these past 2 years, I was not capable of fully recognizing the depths of the power and beauty of the unconditional love I share with them and the unique relationship I have with each of them. Our outer world circumstances matter not. Nothing can ever take from us the love we share and the bond that will forever exist. It goes beyond all boundaries, all limits, all definitions. I've always known there were no accidents or coincidences in life, but as I've learned to see the meaning in everything, all of my experiences with each of these men over the past 2.5 decades grows more beautiful than the most romantic of Hollywood movies. They truly do, and this love surrounds us everywhere. We all have the opportunity to learn to live and feel life like never before simply by focusing more on love than fear. Both of these men saw my light decades before when I would awake to it. I am hearing my calling now, guys, loud and clear. I am in such appreciation of you both. I will always love you both to the depths of my soul, unconditionally and with zero expectations. Thank you for all you have been and for sharing with me the most powerful emotion in the world, love, the emotion to which I have found my way back.